Permed, straightened, bleached blonde, dyed blue, or au naturel with gray streaks. When it falls on the floor during a haircut, locks are typically swept up and thrown out with the trash. But a couple of environmentally conscious salons in Nashville are seeking a more useful afterlife for hair clippings. WPLN contributor Amy Eskind reports on this unlikely recycling effort.
We are taking off about 2 inches.
Heather McCullum is shaping a bob at Fruition on Belmont Boulevard. She's the co-owner of this salon, the first in Tennessee to be certified sustainable. As soon as the cut is finished, she goes into collection mode.
Cleaning my chair of all of the hair that I just cut off. I'll just sweep it on up.
She carefully marches a dustpan full of hair to the back of the salon where she keeps her recycling operation.
So we have a trash bin for things that aren't recyclable. We have a foil bin. We have a hair bin.
Blonde and brown and red and gray pieces, straggly ends, and casualties of new styles lie together in the hair bin, completely lifeless.
I know it sounds really gross and weird to be recycling hair, but it's really amazing that we can recycle something so simple and help save the planet.
In an industry dedicated to beautifying, hair salons have been unwittingly degrading Mother Nature. Chemicals are poured down the drain and enter the water supply, and waste bins are filled to the brim with bottles and tubes of hair products and foils, which end up in a landfill. McCullum says it has always bothered her.
I've always felt a little guilty about all of the gross waste that comes from a salon.
Now a young company from Toronto promises they can help salons reduce their waste almost completely. Green Circle Salons recycles chemicals, tubes, and foils, and the company even sees hair clippings as a useful raw material that can be repurposed. Hundreds of salons in the U.S. are sending their hair clippings to warehouses in Chicago and Seattle. And Jennifer Henry says the company takes it from there.
And oftentimes it's wet. We make sure that we pull out all the bobby pins and foreign objects. So we pull all that out.
The hair dries in repurposed burlap coffee sacks and is then boxed up for shipping. The little hair clippings add up.
We get about 3 tons of hair. That's kind of the average into our warehouse every month. It's a mountain of hair.
What are they going to do with all this hair? One plan is to use it for oil spill cleanup.
If you imagine what happens to an animal in an oil spill, you see its fur and or its feathers just gets coated in oil. What we know is that human hair has those exact same properties. Human hair wants oil. It's just a natural property of the fiber.
After the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010, the company sprang into action. They sent what little hair they had collected in their first year to volunteers on the shorelines who stuffed it into pantyhose to make hair booms.
You kind of push it around on the surface for a minute or two, and everything that it touches just automatically clings to the hair and just disappears, absorbs, goes right in.
Currently, hair booms are not commonly used to clean up oil spills, though Henry says she hopes they will become widely accepted because they work better than synthetic booms. Meanwhile, Green Circle continues to search for more ways to reuse hair clippings.
Hair is a very high-performance material.
That's Justin Barone, an assistant professor in the Renewable Materials Laboratory at Virginia Tech. He made a media splash using chicken feathers to replace some of the oil in plastic, and he says human hair works just as well. Using 80% traditional plastic and 20% human hair, he is making what else? A recycling bin.
Keratin-based materials are always on the outside of organisms. They make up hair and feathers and horn and hooves and fingernails. And so it is a very, very strong and tough material. If you can collect it in some way and use it, you will end up with a very good plastic material.
Other researchers are looking into felted hair mats that may be useful in water filtration. But reusing hair clippings is not totally new. A pure organic salon in Marathon Village, the second in the city to be certified sustainable, Dorinda Lee is one of several customers who ask for a goodie bag of hair clippings. She'd like to prevent a repeat of last year when wildlife helped themselves to her cantaloupe.
And I've heard before that human hair can really repel some of the little critters, so I thought, why not try it?
Even if human hair fails her as a garden pesticide, Lee says she likes knowing that when she gets her hair done, she's doing something good for the planet.
It's a big deal to me that it's as environmentally friendly and alert and aware as they are. It's a biggie.
But it's not free. To pay for shipping and storing the hair, as well as recycling foils, chemicals, tubes, and aerosols, Salons tack on a $2 eco fee to each bill. Hair from Nashville's Well Coiffed could be incorporated into plastic recycling bins by summer, or after the next major oil spill, cleaning the coastline. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Amy Eskind.